This evening, we are going to be addressing another important issue related to why we believe what we believe. And this is probably, in my opinion, the single most important issue of the Christian faith. And that is the question of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Fact or fiction? Did Jesus Christ really rise from the dead? Or is this simply a story that has been pawned off on us and we've been mistakenly believing now for the last 2,000 years? You know, do we have legitimate historical reasons for believing that Jesus' tomb was empty, that his body rose from the grave supernaturally, and that he ascended into heaven and is alive, living today? You know, last night as we talked about Christianity being the story that we find ourselves in, the story that answers these basic questions of life, last night I made the point that out of all the religions and the philosophies in the world, only Christianity makes the claim that its leader, its founder, is still alive. All the other religions, all of the religious leaders and figures in the history of the world, they've all died. They were buried in graves and their bodies wasted away. Christianity makes the claim that Jesus rose from the dead. He is a living Savior. We place our hope in a living God. And the question we want to explore tonight is, do we have good reasons for believing that this is true? Because it's very significant. Think about this for a moment. If you got your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you want to know how significant the resurrection of Jesus Christ is, listen to what the Apostle Paul has to say about the importance of the resurrection. He uses some pretty strong language to describe the significance and importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 12. 12 through 19. Paul says, "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." Guys, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, our preaching is useless. Your faith is useless, according to the Apostle Paul, if Jesus was not raised from the dead. He goes on to say, "More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." Think about that. Paul says if Jesus didn't really rise from the dead, Paul says your faith is useless. Your faith is futile, and you are still trapped in your sins. I mean, the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead is extremely significant to your faith. It's significant, first and foremost, because without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the church wouldn't even exist today. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead gives meaning to your faith. It is what makes your faith real and valid and significant. And without the resurrection of Christ, your faith is worthless, according to the Apostle Paul. Not my words. Those are Paul's words. So the question is, do you want to follow a faith that is worthless? Or do you want to put your faith in something that has a sure and steady foundation? And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to follow anything that's worthless, anything that's futile. And so, as I began to ask myself that question, do I want to follow something that's worthless and futile, or do I want to follow something that had a sure and solid foundation? I began to wrestle with the question, did Jesus really rise from the dead? Because my whole faith depends on that. Christianity is meaningless if Jesus did not rise from the dead. And so tonight, I want to help you explore some of the issues related to the question of, did Jesus rise from the dead? Is this story fact or fiction? And can you be sure as a believer that the story that we celebrate every Easter is really true. It's not just a religious ritual that we practice, but it's truth that God raised Jesus Christ from the grave. What is the historical evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ?